of SEA allegations and sexual harassment, which you received a very detailed presentation from our chief of investigations. We have just launched an integrity initiative where we have pulled together both for 2018 and 2019 a package of measures which we think will further strengthen the organization. It's been distributed to all of you, but it basically breaks down into five pieces: risk management, investigation and compliance, systems and tools, cultural change and capacity building, support to staff, and coordination and framework. Within that package of measures, obviously the Inspector General's office is a key piece of that in terms of the need for additional resources, but her office is not alone, because when we have allegations, when they are followed up, there's obviously a series of steps that then are taken that involve multiple parts of the house, from our Division of Human Resources to the Legal Affairs Office, and then bringing us back to the front end, how do we prevent and eradicate from the very beginning. So there are a number of steps in terms of strengthening that we need to look at, and we really would ask that those that are interested in further strengthening our efforts take a special look at that package, because it is not included in the budget before you today. With regard to the comments from the United States, thank you very much. Clearly, your financial support has been extraordinary, both in terms of its magnitude, but also in terms of its quality, and the flexibility you have provided through broadly earmarked support has allowed us to move very nimbly. Now, what we intend to do, and the additional support, obviously, last week that was announced by your delegation in New York was important, and we certainly were part of that buzz that was further created through some of the private sector contributions, not just financially, but also those that contribute quite directly to the Global Compact on Refugees in terms of refugee resilience, support to host communities, employment opportunities, and the like. And this is going to make for a very strong Global Compact on Refugees when it is adopted later this year. In terms of some of the specific questions that you had, clearly we have come forward much more forthrightly of late in terms of trying to explain the process in terms of prioritization, giving further transparency. That continues to be important to us, and we will do that. What we can provide, I think, in terms of a briefing before the end of the year is only going to be important or valuable if you, and particularly those key donors amongst you, are able to come forward and tell us in pretty clear terms what you can expect to provide to us in 2019. That's the only way that this is really going to be a valuable discussion. I think with that kind of information, we're already starting to do some projections. We can have a discussion in terms of how we will approach the year with regard to the prioritization, given what we expect to be will be much less than the need that is outlined in the budget. But you have our commitment certainly on that. Thank you for your attention on issues related to Grand Bargain, and we are guided both by Grand Bargain but also the comprehensive response. We will come forward, as I mentioned, in the next few weeks with a management efficiencies report, give you a further precision on where we think we are actually able to save some funds and put more into the field support. We hear you loudly and clearly on the program support cost, the PSC. This was also a key item by many delegations at Standing Committee a couple of weeks ago. We are just about to complete a benchmarking study looking at all of the agencies, sister agencies, in particular WFP, UNICEF, ICRC, UNFPA, and others. We're being guided very much by how other agencies are approaching this issue. We're doing some internal analysis of spending and uses, and we're putting together a series of options. Well, we didn't say we were going to come back on this particular issue for 5 years after we adopted the PSC approach 2 years ago. We realized that we need to come back and take a closer look. But what I can say is that the funding that has been above what supports our headquarters operations is quite substantial in terms of what's going to the field now to better improve service delivery and programs. So we want to also tell you about the added benefits of what some of you may think is a bit onerous in terms of percentage terms. So we'll come back to you on that. And we also hear very, very loudly wanting to look at protection in terms of all of the changes that are made, and that will always be first and foremost in our mind as it's part of our DNA. So thank you to both delegations.